Okay, friends, thanks for tuning in again today. Still down on the farm here with a few sheep and this beautiful little lamb. And we've been saying that the Word of God says a lot about sheep, about lambs, and about shepherds. And in John's Gospel, chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." He's the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep. That brings us again to the cross, where the Saviour laid down his life for us. Not only is he the good shepherd, but the Word of God also says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse number 20, that the Lord is the great shepherd. It says, "Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant." As the good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. We've been thinking over the last couple of days about the lamb being slain, but then the Word of God also speaks about the shepherd laying down his life for the sheep. As the good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. As the great shepherd, he looks after his sheep. And then lastly, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4, it speaks about Christ being the chief shepherd. "When the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." So you're getting a picture here of our Saviour. He's the good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. He's the great shepherd. He looks after his sheep. And he's also the chief shepherd. He's coming again for his sheep. And that just encapsulates there the whole Christian life from beginning to end. It begins whenever we come to Christ and trust him as our Saviour. We recognize that he loved us, gave himself for us. And then as we live the Christian life, we've got a great shepherd who looks after us, who watches us, who looks upon us with favour. And then a chief shepherd who one day is coming back again. But the psalmist David could say in Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." Many people might know that Christ is the good shepherd. He gives his life for the sheep. They might also know that he's the great shepherd and he looks after his sheep. And he's also the chief shepherd and he's coming back again for his sheep. But the challenge today to your heart and mine, can we say the Lord is my shepherd? Do I know him personally as my Saviour? Am I part of his family, part of his flock, and part of his fold? In John chapter 10 again, 27 to 29, the Saviour said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." That little lamb earlier was wanting to get away back to its mum, and I just wanted to set him down. But the Saviour promises that nobody is able to pluck us out of his hand whenever we have trusted him and we're following him. And I trust today that you'll hear the Lord's voice through his word, that you'll follow him and experience his love, his salvation, his keeping power, and then whenever he comes back again, he's coming back again for you. God bless you, folks. See you again next time. Thank you.